Texas real estate headlines. TCAD opens full property database search for Travis County PROs. The Travis Central Appraisal District has made its entire database searchable by owner name, property address, account number, or DBA. Real estate professionals in TX can quickly verify ownership, assess comparable properties, and streamline due diligence in one of the state's most active markets. Add htraviscad.org property search property slash to your research toolkit for faster property lookups. Texas real estate headlines. Unlock MLS and ABAR team up to drive real estate innovation in Central Texas. Unlock MLS and ABAR are empowering realtors and homebuyers with industry-leading tools, transparent market data, and advocacy to promote fair, efficient real estate practices. For Texas real estate professionals, this partnership signals expanded access to innovative MLS resources and stronger market transparency in one of the state's most active regions. Explore the tools and data available to you at hpa.unlockmls.com/. Texas Real Estate Updates. Texas Real Estate Research Center expands building permits data access. The Texas Real Estate Research Center has published U.S. Census Bureau building permit survey data covering national, state, and local residential construction trends and permit statistics. TX real estate professionals can track local construction activity and inventory pipelines to anticipate market shifts and advise clients with current permit data. Review the latest residential permit trends at ashtr.mu.edu/building-permits/. Texas Real Estate Updates. TREC launches free on-demand certified license history tool for TX agents. The Texas Real Estate Commission has introduced a new automated certified license history tool that allows anyone to print a certified license history on demand at no cost. TX real estate professionals can now instantly access official license documentation without fees or delays, streamlining compliance and credential verification for transactions and renewals. Access your free certified license history at /article/print-license-history-demand. Texas Real Estate Updates. Average Texas Real Estate Commission Rates, What Pros Need to Know. A guide to typical realtor commission rates in Texas, estimated seller costs, and strategies to maximize sale proceeds. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Texas agents articulate their value and assists brokers in competitive pricing discussions. Review current rate expectations and share client-facing tips at https://www.homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-texas/. Texas Real Estate Updates. Texas Realtor Commission Rates Edge Above National Average 2026 Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Texas is 5.88%, exceeding the national average of 5.70%. TX agents and brokers should note that local commission expectations run higher than the U.S. baseline, which may influence listing conversations and competitive positioning. Review the full survey data to benchmark your own commission structure. h/listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-texas. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in 1/3 the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.